Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees
what's
are
up,
falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I don't know. I guess the election of Donald Trump, not so bad for the markets as everybody had predicted that the markets would do nothing but go straight down. And, of course, what are we seeing now? We saw on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, the markets were down like they were going to collapse. And then the next thing we knew, they had rallied and then they closed up. And today they got to an all-time new high once again. An interesting dynamic of what's going on. And, of course, you know, what's really amazing is, you know, the old police story, the names have changed to protect the innocent, but we've still got the same market right now, and that is it's still driven by the cheaper money. And maybe you're getting, you know, more stepping in now because while the money's cheap and figuring it's not going to be cheap. It's hard to say what is possibly driving this market. But at the end of the day, it's being driven. And if you're stepping in the way of it, then you're making, you know, more out of it. And you're trying to guess of where the top is. Now, we thought that the markets had finally put in a top. And we saw pretty good evidence that we were breaking down below it. And, of course, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of the clear blue sky, what have we seen change? Well, now we're on the upside of the congestion. So what apparently it looks like is we had a false breakout to the downside. And now we're having a breakout to the upside as we break the top end of the consolidation. And the real question is this going to be now the leg up, or are we going to continue back into this miserable consolidation pattern? I mean, these whippy moves, you know, and these are drivers. These go right. They don't, if you look at the chart, you don't get to see any trade. It's like straight down, then straight up. And, you know, that's all fine. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a part of the market footprint. But what's interesting is that, you know, we just start going and, you know, the doom and gloom of everybody who thought that, you know, Donald Trump was the devil for the market. And that, you know, even myself, now I didn't think it was because of Donald Trump. I felt that after the election was over, the markets were going to sell off either way. And I still feel the same way that the markets are going to sell up. But right now, you can't fight this. And you're also going into now a seasonal period where typically, as they call it, the old Santa Claus rally. And believe it or not, we're only 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. And, you know, basically if you look at it from a trader's standpoint, not an investor, but if you look at it from a trader's standpoint, we basically have 1 week, maybe like two, or like let's say 10 trading days left in November, and then like in December, you know, maybe 12 trading days as a trader. So you basically have 22 days left in the year, and it's anybody's guess as to what we're going to do or what's going to drive us from here. But, you know, apparently is it maybe the excitement of a Donald Trump presidency, of what he's made do, that's driving the market? Is it a, you know, too many questions? And again, I don't really care because basically I don't look at the fundamental part of the market. But I would say this, that you are seeing a little perk up in the coal sector, coal stocks. And, you know, some of these beaten down stocks, you know, Walters Energy and things like that. I mean, it's 14 cents. Now, if you have the hankering to be a gambler, and these are purely just you're gambling on maybe that they do something to Cole. I mean, you could buy some of these, and again, remember, if you buy them, you're assuming you're losing all of it. But you know, could there be something? Could these companies be revamped and reborn, so to speak? It's hard to say. You know, again, these are not solid plays. These aren't plays you're playing for your retirement. These are plays you're saying, you know what, I want to go to Vegas, but I'm going to go to Vegas through Wall Street. But I think you're seeing a much stronger dollar. We're going to see, I think, that run up to the 100 or a dollar and a dollar. I think the overall markets are extremely interesting. You've got oil hanging around and looking like it wants to go a little bit lower. And of course, you've still got all the geniuses saying, hey, just buy, because there's nothing to fear. And, you know, I always remind you that there's always something to fear. And, you know, again, if you're someone who's got enough money and you don't care, you know, you don't get involved in the day-to-day swings. And if you buy, you know, good, solid, fundamental companies, okay, even if you buy them at the wrong price, but you're going to hold them and you're never going to sell them, then you're going to be most likely fine because the markets will go up, excuse me, over time. But if you're somebody who is, you know, trying to, you know, be a little trader, you know, then you need to look a little bit closer and you have to be, you know, prepared to move. But it's interesting, you know, how the movement is coming about. It's interesting at what we're seeing, you know, right after the election. And it's interesting that, you know, we continue to fire up, and you, especially in the face of higher rates. You know, I don't know if you watched the bond market on, you know, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday, Thursday. You see that the interest rates are skyrocketing in comparison to where they've been. I mean, you know, you're looking at, you know, rates that are, you know, that we have not seen for quite a while. And is that the sign? Is there meaning behind this? You know, I think that the bond traders are right. I think we're going to see interest rates, and I even believe they could possibly get away from us now, because again, remember when our rates go higher, and it's really exponentially higher from what we see, you know, globally. It just shows you that more money is going to flow in, because again, everybody is looking for places to go with their money. And you know, and since we are the ultimate in the interest rate market by far, you can continue to see a flow. You know, I am bearish. I think we're, you know, going lower, but certainly I'm not going to step into this pile of doo-doo and try to figure it out when it's going to stop. I'm just going to sit back and wait and kind of wait for my opportunity, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can't fight. If you fight it, you'll lose, because the markets are just automatic. They do their thing and they do it when they want, and that's what you have to focus on. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But right now, obviously, they look awfully good, and they're torturing anybody who's short. Okay, and I don't mean short in size. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and you know, I want to remind you that, you know, there's no better time to hedge and get yourself set up as we reach record highs again. But typically, investors are very complacent and they'll forget about it until it's too late. In the meantime, when you miss an episode, you have to go to libertytalk.fm. and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge. I'm going to step out of here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as you know, on Wednesdays, I do Market Rural Rally Radio. And this week was with Mark Oppelt. I want you to hear my thoughts on what's going on. Let's go to Rural Rally Radio right now. Here we go.
Wednesday morning, the day after. Todd Horwitz, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com. And wondering about your campaign and concession here. You were running for president all the campaign season.
I conceded to my guy, Donald Trump. I knew that I didn't have as much money as he did. I couldn't compete, but I figured the result, and I'm happy with the result. I think it would be good for everybody. So, I've been trading all night, so there you have it.
Yeah. Well, and I did see a post of yours that said, folks, you know, don't panic. If you want to sell, if you're in stocks and you feel like you just want to let everything go, and you said just be patient, relax, I think was one word that you used following this news.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, I have been trading all night, and, you know, we were at one time down over 800 points in the Dow. I mean, the S&P was down the limit. Even soybeans were down over 20 cents. Gold was up $60. And I say, look, just take a deep breath and relax before you do anything. Because anytime you do something out of an emotional response, it's typically wrong. And you need to evaluate what you have in everything you do before you make that decision. Because the probability was that the market was going to bounce back. Now, where it goes this morning, I can't say. I think we're going to work our way lower, but I think we're going to correct anyway. So I think this might be the impetus to get it there. But at the end of the day, in the grains, in the cattle, whatever you're doing, you never have to panic. You need to have a clear head and make a decision based on a logical, mathematical probability. And that's really what you need to look at, Mark.
And we're going to be talking a lot and focusing not on the red or blue states, whatever it might be, but on agriculture, which we've done all along here on Rural Radio and RFD-TV, as the focus on agriculture and rural America, these smaller rural communities that need schools, need hospitals, improvements. Talk about that, if you would, Todd, as you see it sitting here this morning with a Trump presidency and what it means to agriculture.
I think that it's outstanding for agriculture, Mark. I think that what we've now come to is a president that has no ties to anybody and understands how the overregulated world has really destroyed the rural America. It's really destroyed the first of all, starting with the small bank. And then obviously our farmers and producers need money to start the year off every year. And I think that we're going to now see more competition coming in, which will create better product, better prices, and more activity for our farmers and producers, and also give them a better shot at pricing the whole deal. I think it's really the world's fair for everybody, especially rural America, because I think it really gives us an outstanding chance to bring back true competition and true free markets where we actually get price discovery by buyers and sellers, not by the Federal Reserve. So I'm really excited. And in fact, Donald Trump, I had put together a list for Donald Trump from farmers and producers in the Midwest, asking them what they wanted to see. And I got, you know, I have an in to him, and I got a message delivered to him. And I think he's going to really work on that list as well. So I'm very excited for farmers and producers. I think this is going to help the small bank, which will help the small farmer, which will help everybody succeed. And really, I think, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but I think the time has come now that we're going to actually see real markets and true and free price discovery.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'd be interested to see that list. Is there, if you put him in some sort of priority, what was on top of your list? Maybe number one and two.
Well, I think I thought the first thing was the overregulation from the banking industry really hurt farmers. I mean, I think we just went through that, Mark, a couple of weeks ago when cattle was falling down and falling apart, and that was really due to the responsibility of the regulations by the banks, who were forcing liquidation on farmers to get out. And that is something that we have to stop. We have to allow markets to trade freely, and then we don't have these panic moves where people are being forced out because of something totally unrelated to the overall business model.
I'm not sure where that's coming from here, but I want to ask you some more about that, but we're going to find out what this is about here, and we'll take a break, come back. Todd Horwitz joining us, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com. On a Wednesday morning, more Commodity Wrap after this. Bubba Trading, BubbaTrading.com. And before the break there, Todd, talking about the results overnight and looking ahead to a Donald Trump presidency. Question I would have, a couple of them here, is, and you mentioned the Fed as we went to break there, is there going to be an interest rate hike in next month in your view now or no?
Yes, I always thought there was going to be one, but I think now we're going to see probably some more aggressive action after Trump actually takes office. I mean, he is an anti-Fed guy because I think what's happened, Mark, is the Federal Reserve has left what their true mandate was, which was to be the actual lender of last resort, not printing endless supplies of money. And the problem with when you continue to print money is what you're really doing is you're devaluing the money that we carry around in our pocket. They're actually, it's like issuing a secondary on the cash you own. And that has to stop. Markets have to function on their own without the outside bargaining power of the government, which overspends, and with the Fed that continues to print, because even though the Fed is a private corporation and not controlled by the government, they do work in tandem, which is why we are in such a dramatic debt spot right now. So that's always a problem, as farmers and producers know well. Debt is very, very crucial, and when you get too far in debt, it's hard to get out.
Yeah. Well, when you try to get away from anything, you've been leaning on, if we're to use a word, there's always those withdrawal symptoms. It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy. Look, we're not going to turn all the problems around in one night. But the key here, in my opinion, is that now we're going to have an independent thinker, somebody who's not tied in to the political system. And I personally believe, you know, you can say a lot of bad things about Donald Trump. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can say about him. But I think the one thing that we can all agree on is that why did he run for office? I think he truly wants to make a change and really put the country back on the track of being the best, most capitalistic country in the world, allowing those who can succeed to really take advantage of their skills. And I think that is really what we have, and that's what we need. Because that's what makes us great, where we can allow small businesses to create, you know, companies, business, jobs, the whole thing, which we have not had for the last 8 years.
We've had stories here on Rural Radio and RFD-TV and our Market Day report about the TPP. Even agricultural groups are opposing each other as to yes or no, we should or shouldn't have this trade agreement. Now, with moving forward, how do you see that shaping up?
That's going to go bye-bye, and I think it's for the better. I think, again, one of the things that we had, one of the problems that were created back in when Ben Bernanke did his deal with the banks, he came out sweating and all the problems, and he started to devalue the currency. And that was the start of the currency wars and these trade deals. And that really is critical, that we let the dollar do what it's supposed to do as well, instead of having somebody trying to manipulate it so we can create more export. And the whole thing will work out itself out perfectly. If we leave the markets and everybody to their own devices, you will have a much more successful economy, and you won't have to have these ridiculous agreements that are not good for us, because almost every deal that we are in does not benefit us. It actually punishes us for being in it.
Finally, we're not getting lost at all in all of this. The crop report today from USDA. I know you don't look at numbers because you watch technical patterns, but what is going to be most important for you today, if there is anything in this crop report, Todd?
I don't think there's going to be anything in it, Mark. I think, again, I think these numbers are pretty much accounted for ahead of time. You know, we have so much technology today, and so many of the big guys are spending so much money to research this information. I don't think it'll be anything. I think the markets look solid. I think soybeans will stay between, you know, 10.20 and 9.60 for a while. I think that wheat is a buy and it's going higher. And I think corn, as long as December corn can hold 3.45, which it bounced off of nicely yesterday, I think it's a buy. I think the space is going to be great. I don't really care what the report says. The money flow tells me that we're in pretty good shape here and we look for higher prices.
Very good. I'm going to give those numbers here, but we thank you for your time here on Rural Radio. We'll look forward to visiting with you following report coming out here, and busy with you on our Market Day report coming up.
Thanks, Mark. I'll see you at lunch.
Thank you. Yeah, you bet. Todd Horowitz.
And that was pretty interesting, especially because of what happened with the report, which we'll get to in the next segment after the break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm, lets you download the show. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back.
Let me play among the stars.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, or welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it is Thursday, and we are now, you know, day two of the Trump administration, and of course the markets love it. And interesting enough, but I think that, you know, one of the things we talk about here often, and in fact, in the last segment that I did yesterday with Mark Oppelt, I talked about, and he said, well, what do you think about the report? And I said, what the hell do I care about the reports? They don't mean anything in the big scheme of what the markets think. So, of course, the grain markets, which they had a grain report yesterday at noon Eastern time, grains were you know, flat to slightly lower. And, of course, the reports came out were unbelievably bearish if you follow that crap, which I don't. But unbelievably bearish, the markets got hammered, and of course today we're back past and higher than we were before the report. So what happened to the bearish report? This is why I urge you and I warn you to forget about the frickin' news. Okay, news is a short term play. Okay, the technicals will always play out and always play out into the fundamentals. And this is where many of you make the mistake of trying to, you know, go, well, let's see, it's going to be really bearish. Well, if you just sold into the hole yesterday, and not that you have to get out, not that they won't go down, but if you would have sold into the hole yesterday, what do you do today? Do you sit there and wait and let them wrap you on the head, or do you get out? And that technical analysis gives you the best chance to try to understand where the market is and where the market's going to go. Okay, so if the grain markets are going lower, but which actually I do not believe, I believe that they're going higher. Okay, I believe that they've found their levels and they're going to churn. They're not going to make it easy. It's not like they come to you and say, here, just buy this so you can make all this easy money. They're going to torture you, because that's just the way markets are. Markets are very gut-wrenching a lot of times, and very torturous a lot of times. And those of us who try to outguess or out-scheme with no basis end up getting based out. And, you know, look, we've watched, you know, the patterns, and we've watched the patterns in corn, and as you notice, that 345 level continues to hold. Yes, we closed below it yesterday a little bit, but today we're right back above it. And again, you know, if you're trying to execute or trade with a scalpel in your hand, trying to be exact, you're kidding yourself. It's a business. You trade with a butcher knife out of an area, and you have to use the discipline out of that area, okay, to bring you in to the right place. And if you try to be too smart, and how do I know all this? Because I've done it. I've pissed away plenty trying to be smarter than the overall market. And, of course, I know that that does not work. And even though I do know it does not work, what do you think I do? I still sometimes, you know, get that, you know, that boil up my ass and decide that I'm smarter than the market. But, you know, when you purely look at it from a solid technical basis, what does that do for you? You can think about this. Now let's walk through what you do. If you take out the emotion and you take out the news, okay, and you look at it purely from a likelihood or a probability standpoint, and you look at the chart, and the chart says, well, it looks like we're going to start to go higher, okay? And we're down here at this support level, but we can now see a potential buy. But the news is bearish. Oh, well, I'm going to sell it. Well, you're selling it into, most of the time, an area that's probably not very healthy for you because it's most likely going to go the opposite way. And this is something that we see time and time and time again, that many, many investors and traders and farmers and producers try to outguess what's going on. Now, you know, in the farming community, you can actually do a lot of arbitraging. You know, you can, you know, buy like cattle and lock in a price right away. Okay. But remember, when you do that, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I hate to give up the upside potential of any market. I'd rather, you know, make a little bit less, but leave myself open, because when I do cash the big ticket, I can make all that much more. But you have to take in the other consideration that are there other costs that eventually will come up. You know, do feed costs go crazy? And that's one of the reasons I always talk, you know, to farmers and producers that the more variables you can take out of your products, the more costs you can account for immediately, the better off you're going to be. Okay. You know, so, you know, if we get our crude down to that $40 level, which I think we're going to get, you know, if we get, you know, some things going the right way, then if we hedge there, we hedge our future cost. Okay. So we can now understand our input, you know, and we know what our output is, then at least we know now we've got fixed cost, you know, because in operating a business, it's easier to have the fixed cost. Yeah, sometimes you're giving up a little bit, but if your costs are fixed, then you know your profit margins are going to be at a minimum, okay? And that's why you hedge up and down in your product, because, you know, if I'm hedging, you know, corn for feed, okay, so I know what that cost is, and then I'm also, you know, hedging beans or whatever, and I know what that output is. So now I know where I'm at, and I know what I have to do. And then if I judge it against my marketing plan, and that, you know, something we talk about a lot is, you know, you know approximately what your input is going to be, okay, and the tighter you can make those costs, the more reliable you can be on studying, then that means more profit for you. Because now, you know, if we just use a quick example, so I know my in the ground cost in corn is $3.50. Okay. I know that's it. That's what it costs me. Okay. Now, if I can now lock in a $4 sale, okay, and be set there, there's a way to do that without giving up the potential of more upside to come. And that's what I always hate. I hate those that give up the potential move to the upside just to lock in a small profit to the downside. I believe that you should leave the upside and always open to be able to make more when you do get the big market. But in the meantime, being generally hedged and set up is to risk. So if we now lock up our risk and know that our risk is X, so, you know, let's say we put in, we got the rally, we're locked in at four, you know, then I'm not going to come off the four, but I know that if it goes to five, that I'm participating in most of that percentage up to five, okay, and higher. Okay, now again, I'm not saying that's going to happen today or tomorrow. You know, again, one of the things we don't know is when that big market is going to come. We are very bullish the grain space, and the only thing that was scary was corn yesterday when it got down below 345, but now we're back above that. Wheat solid back above the 410, and soybeans continue to stay in that range. So, you know, again, but this is like trading any other product. You know, everything trades very similar. And what makes the markets harder is when we try to be smarter than the market, or when we try to say, hey, we know better than the market, we will typically end up in a pretty bad position, because now we're trying to outguess ourselves. We're trying to make something happen that shouldn't happen. And it's you want to take out as much of the emotional decision-making as possible, okay? Because emotional decision-making brings in a whole nother environment and a whole nother process to trading. And if we can eliminate that, that opens the door for you to make more money. That opens a door for you to become a more successful farmer, producer, trader, investor. Because again, the more variables you can take out of your mind, the better chance you have, and the less reactive you're going to be on any diverse market that comes in that isn't doing exactly what you thought it was going to do, which then puts you in that position to be in so much better shape. Again, because we want to eliminate the issues that we can cause on our own. And that's the way I see it right here at the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And you know, it should be ingrained in your mind. You go to Liberty Talk every day and you download the Bubba Show and check out the rest of our content, because it is a pretty good station. Okay. And you go to BubbaTrading.com and check it out. We need to get you hedged. You want to learn how to trade futures. You just want to read some good stuff. BubbaTrading.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, and welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz is here this Thursday. And, you know, it's been an interesting week, of course. Obviously, historic. Donald Trump, and interesting enough, no political experience, no military experience, 7 years old. So he's the first president of all time that had no political background nor military background, and also the oldest president elected of all time. And you know, I think he's going to do a good job. I'm for who's going to do the best for the most, and I think he'll do a good job. But I think that brings in the interesting points of where we are. And I think this is what's scary about what's going on in this country. We have rioting everywhere. The election's over. The people have spoken. He won in a landslide. And yet you have groups that are rioting. Okay? Now, what is the purpose of the riot now? The majority vote. This was not a vote of, you know, dictators, you know, one person saying, well, this is their control. The masses voted, okay? Now, from a popular vote, it was pretty close. I think Hillary might have won by a little bit or lost a little bit. I haven't seen the final counts yet. I mean, I really don't care, but it was close enough. But the people have spoken, the delegates have spoken, and we have a new president in place. Now, why is it that these idiots, these protesters, have to come in and start creating more problems? Why is it that we can't allow the system to work to see how good or bad that Donald Trump's going to be? I mean, they're not going to remove him because you're rioting. They're not going to remove him because you're trying to kill people. I mean, does that make any damn sense? I mean, have we become that stupid that we're now going to, rally a riot after the fact, and now we're trying to have our voice heard? Now, that's just stupid in my views. I mean, I know that there's a lot of issues in this country, and I've said many times in this show that there's going to be another revolution at some point. But now you're revolting? Okay, if you have so much organization, why weren't you out voting? If you didn't want Donald Trump, why weren't you in the voting booth? Okay, so are we going to again have a small group that is going to try to, and probably mostly paid protesters, which is another dumb thing. I mean, where have we come to that we have to have paid protesters, okay, to at a protest? I mean, I know in Chicago yesterday, there was a protest at the Trump Hotel. I know there's a protest in Dallas, I think, and in a couple other places. Are we really, is this what we've come to? Okay, and these are the problems with America right now. This is what needs to be straightened out. I mean, we've got people that we have to pay to protest. Why don't these people have jobs? Why aren't they out working? Okay, instead of protesting. Why are they out killing people instead of obeying the law? Now, again, I'm all for, in this country, you have the right. That's the beauty of America. You have the right to protest. But why don't you process something that you can change? Because what do you think? They're going to change the election because you're out protesting? Okay. I mean, like him or not, we know that he could be there a minimum of 4 years, okay, or a maximum of 8 years. Now, in the big scheme of life, it's not a long time. So if he doesn't do a good job, then he'll be out. But you just came out of 8 years of the most antagonistic president in the history. You just came out of the slowest growth period in the history of America. You just came out of no jobs. Why do you people think you have no jobs if you're out there rioting? Okay. Why do you think the economy is so bad? Because the leader that gave you all those entitlements did not take care of you. Maybe Donald Trump will. Maybe we will get this economy off the floor and get it back into gear and actually see some true growth. Maybe we'll bring some damn jobs back to America. Wouldn't that be a shock? Instead of just giving away money and printing more money that we don't have to let people spend on things that they don't need. Now, I find it totally absurd that there's people rioting today and yesterday. I don't get it. I don't know what they actually hope to accomplish. Okay? The election is over. You should have been protesting at a time if you wanted to be protesting. And you should have got your ass out and voted. Okay? Because you could have done that if you could have organized it. But instead, the paid protesters, that's just their job. They go out and they protest and get paid. Okay? Now, do we think that by killing more people, do we think that by more death, we're going to actually accomplish something? Do you think that's the answer? Okay? Is there not enough violence in this country? Okay? With everything that we have to worry about, maybe it's time that you get off your ass and work together. Okay? Maybe it's time that we try to put everything on the side and say, hey, maybe we can make this country better. Okay, maybe we can make America great again. Okay? But certainly, by protesting an event that's already over, that isn't going to change because you're out there killing people, isn't going to make a change. But maybe if you actually put your ideas to good use, okay, then maybe we would actually have a chance to bring unity back into this country, okay, and actually create something that is great. But of course, that would be too damn simple for everybody who wants to be out there jerking around and creating a problem. And not only do you create a problem and you kill people and you break the law, But you, what about the cost being incurred? Because we've got to go out and have police and everybody out there making sure that you don't do more damage than you're already doing. So you tell me, anybody out there, you know, if you know anybody who's protesting or you're protesting, what the hell are you protesting for? What are you hoping to accomplish with this idiotic event? Okay. Because Hillary Clinton lost, because, you know, the biggest thief of all time lost the election. You know, one thing I know about America, okay, the land of opportunity, it's a land that if you can organize enough people, you could have created the vote to the other side. Okay. But apparently America spoke and said, hey, we want the Donald. Okay. Like him or not. But that's the one thing, you know, I never liked Obama, but I lived in this country and I didn't rebel against him. I dealt with what it was. Okay. I didn't like it, but I dealt with it because the office does retain some respect. And one thing I know is it's easier to get things done when you're peaceful and when you actually come with a point instead of ignorance. And I think hopefully at some point, I'm sure it won't happen in my lifetime because I don't have much time left, but it's a tragedy that we can't give the opportunity to the president-elect and give the benefit of the doubt, because you can always go out and protest and kill somebody. But here you have a chance. You have a chance with the man that threw out the olive branch to everybody, even the people that screwed him while he was running. Okay? So, I don't get it. And I hate to end the show on this note. So, let's end it on football game night, Cleveland-Baltimore. And I don't know, Cleveland's awfully bad. They should be protesting how bad they are. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. And get the Sporting Edge on the weekends, me and Xander. And, you know, go to bubbatrading.com. And, you know, we're writing about a lot of good stuff and try to keep you informed and post about what's going on in the world and the markets. But for today, that'll do it. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. See you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.